ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue Food Truck and Catering in Sullivan. As usual, in the studio is my co-host and producer, Colin Fisher. You can join me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Midmo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous talk shows. You can also find the podcast on Blog Talk, TuneIn, iTunes, and more. And as always, if you have something you'd like to add during the show, just give us a call or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. You can also connect with us on Twitter at Mid-Mo Smoke Show. And this first segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. As always, working with Peterson Oil is a blast. And good morning, Colin. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Oh, good morning. I'm a tad cold.
It's a little chilly. That's why I think Peterson Oil might get some phone calls
tonight. Yeah, I imagine they're doing all right just about now. And obviously, it's a bit too late. But next year, keep in mind, in the months leading up to winter, Peterson Oil allows you to pre-order your propane. So you can essentially buy a propane futures, it's going to work out for you.
Yeah, and you get a heck of a price. And, you know, they'll honor that. If you buy it at $1.50, they're going to honor it if it goes up to $5 a gallon. So, you know, today I think we're going to have kind of an interesting show. We're going to get back to the basics. I want to talk about prepping your meat before it goes on the smoker or the grill. You know, we'll talk about some marinades. We'll talk about some injections. And, you know, it's just little things that you can do to enhance the flavor, not make the flavor, but enhance the flavor of the meat.
Right, because whenever I started, one of the things that I noticed was the drastic difference that the wood you're using to smoke can have on the on the flavor. But beyond smoking, that's obviously time-wise the biggest part of it. But in terms of where you contribute to that flavor profile, it's maybe half.
Yeah, and you know, the little bit of time it does take, and I say little, but, you know, you're looking at maybe a half hour to an hour to get the meat ready.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run, is going to just put everything over the top.
Oh, for sure, because, you know, that rub is going to permeate that flavor throughout the tissue of the meat.
Right.
And whatever sauce you've got, that's going to determine what people are getting off the bat. That's your, you know, last thing on is the first thing you taste. And, you know, anything that you're doing, you know, treating it with mustard beforehand. That's something that I would not have expected, but it does wonders.
And plus the temperature when you're doing your injection.
Sure.
You know, when I first started, I did not know that meat that is sitting basically at room temperature is going to take twice as much injection as cold meat because it's limber enough that it can expand and take it.
Right.
And once I found that out and I started injecting it at room temperature or you know, it's not going to be exact, but somewhere close, it makes a big difference on how juicy and how the flavor is.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about that tissue. There's something interesting that I found from Texas A&M University down in College Station, and my mother is an alum there, but they do what they call camp brisket. And what they do is it's a joint venture between Foodways Texas and then the meat science section of their Department of Animal Science.
Uh-huh.
So they have a meat science major at A&M.
What? That would be a great class to take.
Oh, man, that would be amazing. And so what they do is they bring people in over 2 days and they talk about the history of brisket, the anatomy of brisket, your knife selection, wooden smoke panel, the grading, how certified beef, those sorts of things.
Right.
And the second day, you've got wrapping or not, the seasonings overview, all that kind of stuff, building a good fire. And so, essentially, they bring these experts in how the meat is going to behave and how it reacts to different things, telling you from that science standpoint. And like we've said before, barbecue is kind of this intersection between science and art.
Right.
And you've got, or, you know, even if you look at painting, there are some painters that were absolutely brilliant because they understood the chemistry of what they were painting with and how it would react color-wise and those sorts of things.
And basically, that's what this media is. It's your canvas.
Exactly.
You know, and how you treat it and everything. And I'd like to talk a little bit today, too, about, you know, trimming your meat up.
Mm-hmm.
You just said something about knife selections.
Right.
Well, you know, it could take... I use two different size knives while I'm trimming a brisket and pork butt because I've got to get in there and get it done right. And that's some of the things I'm looking forward to talking to today, you know. And I know with you, you're starting to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're learning how the wood does enhance the flavor.
Oh, yeah.
And what you put on it, so...
Real quick in terms of trimming, the membrane on the ribs. I've heard some people like to leave that on for whatever reason.
I pull it.
Right.
Because when you're smoking it, that will get as stiff as shoe leather in the back.
Yeah.
You can leave it on. It's everybody's personal preference. But if I pull it off, I'm getting a lot more flavor. I'm getting flavor front and back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your ribs are going to get a little more tender.
Sure.
And like I said, it's all personal preference.
You know, that's another thing. My manager over at Ameren, he was talking about how he did some ribs, and he does the 3-2-1 method, and we were just kind of comparing that kind of stuff, and when you wrap it, what you're putting in there. And the Traeger recipe that I use calls for not only the apple juice that it's going to sit in, but also some honey and dark brown sugar.
Yes.
And... I don't know if that's contributing to the flavor. All I know is that it smells really good I unwrap it.
Well, see, with mine, all I use is squeeze butter.
Okay.
And a little bit of brown sugar.
Huh.
Wrap it up, and it just, I mean, to me, that's the flavor that people with my barbecue have grown to like.
Sure. But what I was telling him was, because he was talking about getting different tenderness out of the meat, and I was telling him that apple juice will have a huge impact on that.
And it does.
And if you want it to get real, real tender without getting quite fall off the bone, so you don't have to overcook it and break down those tissue connections, you can add a lot more apple juice.
Yep.
And it'll make it really tender, but it's still... you know, a well-cooked rib.
And, you know, you were talking about the tenderness. And earlier you said something about mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I rub my ribs down with mustard for two reasons. Number one, it helps hold my rub on there. And number two, the vinegar that is in the mustard will help break down the meat and make it tender. And
yeah,
you have no flavor from it.
But yeah, like I said, I use a 3-2-1 recipe from TraegerGrills.com, and since I have a pellet smoker, I go there for a lot of stuff.
Sure.
And they actually do a mixture of mustard and Worcestershire.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the that word that you just said.
I always find that you just say it as fast as you can.
Yeah, and hope for the best. But that Worcestershire, oh, brother. Is great with beef. It really brings out the beef. And, you know, we've always talked, too, that you can smoke at any time of year. Last weekend, after we got 8 inches of snow, I went out and actually shoveled my smoker out and built a heck of a fire in it and cooked some corned beef brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll talk about later on and stuff. But,
you know, actually right now, I'm going to go back to something we said because my dad, it piqued his interest. So he was talking about knife selection.
Yes.
And he wants to know if you have a brand you prefer, if there's, you know, the difference is Japanese versus German, and then the price range is just huge.
Oh, it is.
So not even in terms of selecting among the knives that you have, but going out and purchasing a knife if you're just getting into this. So what sort of, and I believe it's Wind Supply?
Yes.
That you can go down and they've got all sorts of knives. So if you're listening in the Rolla area, check out Wind Supply on 20 Drive.
I use Chicago Cutlery.
Okay.
And for the simple fact, I got a whole set of knives with a block, and the block has a built-in sharpener.
Oh, yeah. That's a good,
yes.
good thing to have.
And I got the whole thing for $110, and I think it's got like 31 knives in it.
Wow.
And oddly enough, I do not use the big knives.
Huh.
I used what they classify as their little steak knives.
Okay.
And then they have a little butcher knife in there that has a little gut hook on it, probably 4 inches long. That is my two knives I use while I'm trimming.
Hmm.
Because, number one, I won't get too deep and trim everything that I want. But on a brisket, and I don't know if people know this. Some do, some don't. But I'm going to let you know. There's what they call good fat and bad fat.
Mm-hmm.
The good fat is soft. You can poke on it and it feels like Jell-O.
Yeah.
The bad fat is hard. You want to cut that bad fat out of there because it gives it a real nasty taste if you leave it in.
Yeah, and I just read today that apparently the fat in brisket, at least that good fat, has a lower melting point. So it's you don't have to cook it as hot for it to melt down, and then that makes your brisket extra juicy.
It really does. And, you know, like I said, I got those two knives, and I get all the bad fat off, and on the top, you know, you got your fat cap.
Mm-hmm.
I like to trim that in half because otherwise it's just way too much fat.
Sure.
And while you're cooking it, it's going to render down, and then you're just going to get a really great piece of meat.
Right.
And tender and juicy.
Right, because you want to get that flavor from the fat, but you don't, you know, for a lot of people, if they're texture people, fat is a weird thing to chew on for some people.
Well, you know, with my catering, I would say it's 50-50. I got 50% want the fat on there,
yep.
And then I got 50% want me to get the lean.
I've had family members that they would, you know, save the fat for later, and then they would just...
Oh, yeah. It's good. I don't care. I mean, you know, fat is flavor, and in that case, I am a filet mignon. And, you know, I inject mine. I got a real simple injection that I use. It's a basic, and it's as easy as can be. And in our next segment, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into injections, marinades, and stuff. So,
and I've actually got, while we were talking about brisket, there's some interesting stuff that I've found. So we'll touch on that as well.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Coming up in segment two, that's what we're going to be talking about, injections and how to prepare your meat. And so stay tuned, and you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards Program. And while you're there in Cuba, just huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. All right, Colin Fisher, my producer and co-host, and me are back. I'm Lyle Quast, and we are going to talk about marinades, rubs, and injections that you can do for your enhance your food.
And right before we get to that, real quick, my mother sent me an interesting article, once again from Texas A&M. That's actually how I found this Camp Brisket. And apparently they have come out with a study, and I don't know if this is because they have kind of a vested interest in brisket. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt and pepper since it's Texas.
There you go.
But they've evidently found that there's something called oleic acid in brisket, and specifically in brisket, more so than other cuts of beef, and it is found to increase your levels of high-density lipoproteins, HDL, and decrease your levels of low-density LDL.
See, there, that goes to prove, medically proven, that brisket is...
So brisket is healthy for you.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure you, having had a heart attack and whatnot, had some familiarity with cholesterols and these things. HDL is your good cholesterol because, you know, it's high density, so it's got a lot of weight, so it's going to keep moving through your arteries, whereas, you know, the low density, that'll kind of, you know, expand out, and that's what's likely to block you and cause a heart attack or a stroke.
Well, you know, right after my heart attack, I went and I had to meet with a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her how I like smoked meat and how I cook it. And she goes, eat all you want. Because while you're cooking it, the bad fat's dripping off and the good fat's staying in there. And it'll keep you going.
Yeah.
You know, and...
So, yeah, it turns out, you know, If you're trying to watch your cholesterol, up your brisket intake.
Or barbecue, period.
Yeah.
There you go. But brisket's better.
For sure.
And, you know, speaking of brisket, you know, we got into it a little bit in the first segment about how to trim it and stuff like that. And the injection that I use is very simple. I use beef stock, Worcestershire sauce. Haha, I got that one off that time. And white pepper. And I will warm it up just a little bit so it gets mixed together good. You don't want it hot, just barely lukewarm.
Sure.
And I inject that brisket, and it puffs up like a football.
Huh.
But let me tell you, the flavors that come off of there, oh. And then my rub, you know, I got my own rub. But there's so many rubs out there on the market that you can, you know, commercial rubs.
Oh, sure.
You don't, you know, it depends on if you got the time and the money to make your own.
Sure.
If not, there's some great ones out there.
Yeah, you know, like we were saying, I think it was last week, about, you know, Melissa Cookston had shared with us that
right.
She made her rub from scratch, whereas a lot of people were just taking a commercial rub and adding something to it, which I think I'm going to try. I'm going to take some
there you go.
Texas Brothers, and I'm going to throw in some cayenne and some stuff here, try to up the heat a little bit.
Well, you know, the one thing, though, is about these commercial rubs, you got to watch. There is a lot of salt in them.
Oh, sure.
Now, brisket can take the salt.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about brisket, it can take the salt and pepper. That's why with Texas brisket,
right,
if you see it, it looks like somebody...
Yeah, brisket, you know, is the cornerstone of Texas barbecue.
Yes. Now, pork, you got to watch yourself because you will get oversalted.
Oh, sure.
And I actually have two different rubs for pork and beef. My beef has a little more salt and pepper. My pork has a little less,
mm-hmm.
which and a little more sugar in the salt, you know. But you can put it on there pretty heavy. Let it smoke, and that basically, you know, you don't really want to marinate a brisket because, number one, it's huge,
yeah.
And you got to find something that you can put it in to marinate.
Sure,
and the injection is the way to go. I inject my chickens, my pork butts, turkey breasts. I'm a big fan, as you can tell, of injection.
Yeah,
and of brining too.
Sure.
And so, and my ribs, you know, when you trim up some ribs, you get a slab of ribs, you look at the top, don't take that fat off. Let mm-hmm. it be, because that fat's going to render down and get in the meat, keep them juicy.
Right. You're going to get rid of that fat one way or the other.
Exactly.
You're also getting rid of the flavor if you take it off before you cook.
Exactly. And once that fat is rendering and it drips down on the hot flavor pans you got in your smoker, it comes up and adds more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But flip your ribs over, and there's a membrane on there, and you've got to peel. Well, you don't. That's another word. You don't have to peel it off. It's personal preference.
Sure.
I peel it because that way I can get the flavor in both sides. And there's a little flap of skin that I cut off. And I got a bag in my refrigerator, in my freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I cut them flaps off, they go in that bag. And then I make sausage out of it.
Huh. I thought you were going to say like a belt.
Well, you could probably do that too. You know, if you cook it right, it's going to be that hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, my ribs, I rub a little bit of mustard on there mm-hmm. again. And that's for the flavor and to hold my rub on there.
I think I recall it also helps you maintain some of that moisture.
It does. And it helps tenderize the ribs.
Right.
Because that little bit of vinegar that's in that mustard is going to help tenderize
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You know, to put, you know, the chemistry fairly simply, the levels of salt that are in and around tissue will determine where the water goes.
Exactly.
And so if there's a lot of salt outside, in order to try to get some equilibrium with the concentration of salt, those cells are going to release their water. And so that releasing of water is going to break down that cell structure and, you know, tenderize that meat.
Well, that's like if you take a slab of ribs and you put your rub on it, it's got salt in it,
mm-hmm.
and just let it sit. It goes on. Your ribs could be perfectly dry when you put your rub on. Within 15 minutes, there's going to be puddles
exactly,
of water on top.
It's literally pulling that water
yes,
out
it is.
With the power of physics and nature.
And with it pulling that water out, the smoke penetrates a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and...
Right, because the other thing about water is it has a very high specific heat, which means it takes a lot of energy to raise it in temperature.
Right.
So the more water that you have in your meat, the more of that heat that you're putting off from the fire is going towards cooking that water instead of cooking that meat. So the less water there is, the easier it's going to be to get up to temperature, the more thoroughly you're going to be able to cook your meat.
And I will tell you this. I don't promote a lot of products on the show.
Save Yummy Tummy.
Well, except for Yummy Tummy. But I will promote these. If you want some ribs that are going to be outstanding, thick meated ribs and everything, go to Smithfield.
Yep.
And
you say go to Smithfield, it's really go to Walmart.
Or whoever sells Smithfield.
Right, because Smithfield, they're one of the largest pork supplier.
Yes.
And you can find them all over the place. And it was amazing to me when I first started smoking, because I attribute a lot of my early success to, well, that sounds pretentious, but the early success to having the pellet smoker, which is very forgiving in
yes.
terms of fire maintenance and those sorts of things, and the Smithfield ribs. Because you can mess up Smithfield ribs, and they're still pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think it was amazing to me that, because I went to the Royal before I got the smoker, and I saw Smithfield
everywhere.
So I was thinking, this is the, you know, Rolex sponsoring the PGA Tour or something. And I'm like, this is the top of the top. And then I could go get them at Walmart and
yes.
get what the pros are using and get them at Walmart for
yep.
a pretty decent price.
I've been using Smithfield since I started my catering because I found out they're meaty, they're juicy, they're well marbled. And, you know, before we have to go to our next break, I want to give you a quick little solution. I call it people who do beer can chicken. Everybody's got a recipe.
Sure.
I got one that is real simple and real tasty. You take your get your can of that you would for soda.
Sure.
Empty everything out. Fill your can 3/4 of the way up with pineapple juice.
All right.
Put 2 ounces of a fairly good quality tequila in there. A tablespoon.
And then you drink the can.
Eat the can and throw the rest away. Well, then put, where was I? Put the garlic in there and then fill it up with Coca-Cola.
Huh.
Kind of stir it a little bit. You know, don't tear the top open like they normally do.
Yeah.
Because you got it. Otherwise, the can's going to crumble.
Right.
Leave the top. And you got that little opening in there. Mm-hmm. I try to put a few little green onions in there if I can.
Sure.
And then you set your chicken, you know, inject your chicken and rub it down real good and set it on top of that can. Don't worry about the tequila. As the can's heating up and all the solution is steaming, the alcohol's burning off. But you get a great flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's interesting. And I'm sure everyone has heard whatever urban legend or something about pineapple juice. You know, if you drink a lot of pineapple juice, this, that, or the other. So it does seem that pineapple juice especially can have a pretty profound impact on tissue.
Yes, it can. And chicken, I don't know why, when you mix pineapple juice and regular apple juice, it just enhances the chicken flavor so much. And you are not going to get dry
mm-hmm.
white meat, breast meat, you know. And
it's
surprising. Just try it.
Well, that's one of the biggest challenges that a lot of people face when they're cooking chicken is it drying out.
Right.
And, you know, if you can do it well, you can get a really juicy chicken. You know, if you just do a hot and fast chicken on the smoker, you're going to get some smoke in there, and it's the first time I made it, oh, it was so juicy. It was so good.
And the neat part, too, about this, while it is steaming your chicken, you know, a lot of times when you grill chicken or smoke it, the skin gets real leathery.
Right.
This won't get leathery.
Yeah. That's a big part of it.
So, all right, we're going to take another quick break. And in our next segment, we are bringing back Rich and Bunny, who are out in Nevada. And so they got some interesting stories to tell us there. They can bring us up to date what's new in barbecue. So you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we will be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. Or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm your host, Lyle Quast. My co-host, Colin Fisher. And what's new in barbecue is this segment. It's sponsored by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. And folks, we finally did it. We got our galloping couple to, we caught up to them, I guess you could say. We've missed them for the last few weeks. Had people wanting to know where they were. So, good morning. I guess this is Bunny, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is Rich there too?
I'm here.
Hi, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Wow, we have missed you so much, but I'm going to tell you what. We are with the Blazing Buzzards. I mean, the barbecue team, yeah. And they're sitting here wrapping. What are you wrapping up there, Rich?
Wrapping ribs right at the moment.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He's wrapping ribs, and oh, my gosh, it smells fantastic out here in Arizona. We are having a blast, and it is, it's 8:31. What time do you got?
9:31.
Well, we're early birds, and you're not, okay?
Well, yeah, but you're in a barbecue competition, so that makes sense.
Oh, my gosh, you see what, now tell me your first name again.
Buzz.
This is, oh, I'm sorry, this is Blazing Buzzards, and this is Buzz. I'm going to give you Buzz. He's sitting here, and he's doing something really fantastic to his ribs. Can you talk to me here?
Not much. Well, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Buzz?
All right, everyone get your pen and paper out.
Yeah, get your pen and paper out here in Missouri because you're going to get some lessons. So what are you doing to your ribs?
I don't know what the hell he's doing right now.
Right now I'm just wrapping them like everybody else does, putting some brown sugar and some butter and honey on them and trying to get them wrapped up and back in the smoke.
These guys are serious right now. I mean, I'm kind of in their way. And they're kind of giving me dirty looks right now.
Not you.
Yeah, but hey, you can take them, Bunny.
Okay, we got somebody here. Give me your name.
Mallory.
This is Mallory.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
She's the prettiest one here, so.
Besides you, Aunt Bunny, right?
Oh, besides me, of course.
That goes without saying.
Oh, they're shoving me out of the way now. Oh, my gosh, I wish I could send you a picture. These ribs.
That. My wife's the prettiest one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Buzz just said his wife's the prettiest one here. He doesn't know that I am. So. But anyway.
Did this just become a beauty contest instead of a barbecue
contest? He's got some beautiful ribs sitting on some foil that just, my mouth is watering right now. I mean, he's got some beautiful ribs. I won't tell you what he's putting on it or he'll have to kill me before I leave. You know, but it is beautiful, and he's getting ready to wrap them up in some foil. And tell me why. Why are you doing that, Buzz?
Just to make them tender, slow them down, and make them last longer, make them tender up.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's the only way to go.
That's right. I mean, he's doing a really great job, and I think I kind of need to move on because I'm gorgeous. You ought to see her. So you want to talk to me for just a minute?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi there. Who am I talking to?
This is Mrs. Buzz.
Mrs. Buzz?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
She's buzzing.
So,
we're having a good time. We're busy. We're cooking ribs and brisket and chicken and pork butt shoulder.
Okay.
All the kids done by noon today.
Are you actually the main cog in this wheel, that barbecue over there?
No, I'm not. I am the Sioux cog.
Oh, the Sioux cog.
I'm assistant.
Yeah, but that's just as important as the main cog, you know.
Well, I keep him going, that's for sure. You know, I'm going to kick him in the butt every once in a while. But, no, he's the head cook, and I just help and try and keep him moving along because he tends to get distracted, if you know what I mean.
So who prepares the boxes?
Mrs. Buzz is kicking his butt to buzz him up. I'll tell you.
Well, I'm wondering, Colin and I both were wondering, who does the boxes in that group?
Oh, I do the boxes.
Oh, you do them?
I do. I do the boxes.
Well, most women have a more better touch to it than the guys do.
Yeah, I find that.
A little more finesse on that side of it.
Yeah.
Right?
And patience.
I'm going to take credit for something.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's the part the judges see, so that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
My idea of preparing a box was throwing a bunch of lettuce in there, topping it with a little bit of parsley if you could, and throw the food in. Thank goodness my daughter was there. You know, she kept me going. So where are you guys out of?
We are actually out of the northern Arizona, southern Utah border, right? It's a little town called Bigwater, Utah, about 6 miles across the Arizona-Utah border.
Okay.
Okay.
Lake Powell, Utah.
Yeah. Right down in there is some pretty good elk hunting, too, isn't there?
Yep, there is. South of us in Arizona, northern Arizona has some real good elk hunting, and farther up into Utah. We're just barely across the border, but it's a real pretty area. If you've ever heard of Lake Powell before,
yep.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is up in there.
It's like the Grand Canyon filled with water. There's no place like it. It's gorgeous. So you ought to come out here if you haven't been.
Well, see, I used to drive a truck over the road, so I've been out to that area.
Yeah, there's a lot of pretty area in Utah.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. See, Lyle's actually from Canada.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, I met this lady last night, and she is so dynamite. I just had to come back and see her today.
So was she your partner when you were out there beating up on the slot machines?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There you go.
We got lost in elevators together.
Oh, that's a whole nother segment.
That's a whole other story, so let's not go there, okay?
Well, how big a contest is this?
We have 63 teams here.
Wow, that's pretty good size,
yeah.
Then.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good size. It's very nice, too. They really put on a good competition. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's Tessura Elias and their Rotary Club. They are really, really awesome. And then we've got Steve Alvarez and Mary Alice that have come out to help us rep this contest.
Okay.
And Rich is over there telling them they're wondering what the heck we're doing. And I said, we're on a radio show, so go tell them. So anyway, Bullhead City, Arizona.
Okay, what branch, I guess, of KCBS is this?
It's from Arizona.
Okay.
The barbecue?
Yeah, what, I mean, like, you know.
We heard from the Rocky Mountain Barbecue Association. Is this
part of it, or?
Well, no. Arizona is completely on their own.
Okay.
And they have their own association, and we were listening to them last night when we were having a meeting for the cooks, and they were talking about the Arizona Barbecue Society.
Okay.
Affiliated with KCBS, just like RMBBQA.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, so they got a pretty good following out there then, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know what? We've got people from coming quite a ways away, actually.
Yeah.
There's a team from Kansas City.
There's a team from Canada called Frozen Duke or Tork, whatever you want to say. And they're down here, and they're having a blast.
Well, is a flavor profile, being from Arizona, a little bit hotter, or is it basically the same as what we do here?
Well, I know when I left Kansas City, it was like 30 degrees, and we were having snow today, and we're down here in
flavor profile.
Oh, the flavor profile. I thought you were talking about the weather profile. The weather profile is awesome.
I'm just picturing Bunny, you know, on the news in front of the green screen or whatever. And here we've got the flavor profile 5-day forecast.
Okay, we're going to talk flavor profile. Sorry.
Boy, we have missed you guys. I'm telling you.
What about,
you know, I don't think it's not like a vinegar base like you can find in the South. You know,
okay, wait a minute. We got Buzz. Buzz is going to say the flavor profile.
Okay.
Just like I like my women.
I'm scared to ask.
I think I need to leave this camp.
Something tells me it's got something to do with being hot.
You're going to get us kicked off the show.
No, this has to be what we like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
No, we're pretty mellow here. As long as FCC don't come after us, you know, we're just...
Well, the government shut down. We don't have to worry.
There you go, see?
That's right. No worries. Let's get crazy.
Oh, Colin, I wish you were here. We're having so much fun, and it's not really hot like it was at the American Royal. I mean, it's cool. It's great. Yesterday, I actually wore shorts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It was great.
And Rich didn't send us a picture?
Oh, my gosh, I wish I could show you a picture. This guy keeps bringing ribs in. Oh, it's beautiful. Wish you guys were here. I really do.
See, that's why our listeners probably wish we had smell a radio, you know?
Okay, we're going to blow it to you, okay?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, with all this Arctic air.
I'm a little jealous that, you know, here I am bundled up like an Eskimo, and you guys are out there kicked back, you know, probably sitting around the pool.
Yeah, you want me to throw you a bone?
Well, yeah. But that way we can check what the flavor profile was.
Yeah, save some of those rib bones for us.
They've
got a Bloody Mary bar going on up there for a fundraiser.
Oh, that's just not nice. Why would you tell me that?
It opened up at 7 a.m. It's going on all day.
Oh, man.
Leslie and I are going to go to the Bloody Mary bar. You know?
I can tell where this contest is going.
Yeah, why don't you give us a call in about an hour and a half? You'll see where this contest is.
Yeah, my dad's listening. He and I are big Bloody Mary fans.
I'm sorry, Colin, what'd you say?
I said my dad's listening, and he and I are both big Bloody Mary fans.
Well, be honest with you, you know.
I wouldn't know that, Colin.
Yeah, there's no personal experience.
You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
She can drink all she wants.
So you're just going to spot her.
Yeah.
She's saying no, she can't, because she's worried about her ribs over here. Yeah.
Hey.
She gets lost in the elevator.
After a few Bloody Marys, she won't even care about the ribs.
That's right.
Just over there playing the ATM, thinking you're winning.
Yeah.
She's dedicated.
That's good.
Not just later this afternoon when it's all over. Then we can relax.
There you go.
It's kind of confusing out here. It depends on whether you're looking east or looking west. Your cell phone might catch a cell tower in California, or it might catch one in Arizona. There's two different time zones, and it's only 2 minutes away from each other.
Oh, my man.
It's a day and a half or a pin in your hat, and they call this thing barbecue. So, you know.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a good time out there.
Absolute blast. We are really having fun.
And I am glad we finally got you back on the radio again. You know,
yeah, we've been a little bit.
We've been slackers.
Yeah, well, we've been sleeping in. You know, you woke us up a couple of times.
I know. Well, I hope we just woke you up. But, you know, my daughter with her barbecue gurus down there, they were wondering where you guys were. So,
well, we're back in the scene, and we're having a great time.
Tell Sarah we're alive and well and living barbecue.
There you go.
And Leslie, I want to thank you so much for everything that you contributed today. She is such a doll.
Well, I want to thank the whole team for
good luck, Patty,
for taking a little bit of time to talking with us and letting people out there know that it is fun when you do competitions.
It is. It's a lot of fun. A lot of good people involved.
Yes, sir, he is.
So one more time for our listeners, the name of that team so they can check them out.
Yeah.
What's the name of your
team? Blazing Buzzard Barbecue.
I can just see their logo. There's a buzzard going up in flames.
Okay, we want to give one last word from the Buzz. Buzz?
Y'all have a good time. We're having one out here. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, we'll just say hello from Missouri and goodbye at the same time.
Well, we love you guys.
Hey, we love you guys, and thanks for getting back on the radio with us. We're going to have to take a break.
Okay, thank you. Love you.
Okay, we'll see you later. All right, well, that was Rich and Bunny, and you could tell they had a lot of fun. And so we're going to take another quick break. Don't go anywhere, because when we get back, we'll have our recipe of the week. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Lyle Quast, and this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply and Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools, and of course, Yummy Tummy barbecue sauce. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And it's time now for our recipe of the week, brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years, and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And this week, it's a marinade. We've been talking about it all day, how to get your meat ready. And the marinade I got, it's pretty simple. You start out with one fairly large size container, jar, of French dressing. And to that, you add 1 ounce of tequila. And anybody can see that there's a theme starting here with this tequila. You put in...
Is this a Japanese recipe?
No, but tequila good. And then you put in a 1 teaspoon of minced garlic and 2 green onions chopped up. And we're doing pork chops today, so you lay your pork chops in there. I like to do this the night before because that way it has a chance to really work in. And put your pork chops in a plastic container. And I like to put my container in a small cake pan. That way it doesn't ooze all over the place. And halfway through, I like to turn it. You know, you dump all your ingredients on top of the pork chops, let them sit, make sure they're getting good and marinated. Halfway through, turn the bag over so that it gets to the other ones on the top. And then the next day, you get your grill real hot on one side and just, you know, your basic temperature on the other side. And I like to take my pork chops and put it on the real hot side so I can sear them. And, you know, I don't worry about it. Just take them out of the bag, leave all the dressing and everything on there. And once you got them seared, move them over to the warm side and let them cook. And when they reach about 165 to 170 internal temperature, take them off. Or not take them off, brush them with a little bit of, I use Yummy Tummy barbecue sauce. I like to use the Inferno. It's just a light coating. It's got a little bit of a bite to it, a heat, but it sure does come out good. And then when they come out, let them rest a little bit, and then, you know, whatever your favorite sides are.
You know what? That just made me start thinking. They're coming out with the ghost sauce over at Yummy Tummy.
Oh, boy.
And I bet you could – I think the recipes are just going to sound really cool because you use that on your pork chops, just Yummy Tummy ghost chops.
Absolutely. And wait till they come out with the Reaper.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just the Reaper brisket.
Oh, my gosh.
Reaper ribs. Oh.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. That, you know, I talked to Josh.
Yeah.
And he said it's going to have some heat to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that when you're cooking your pork butts, just before you wrap them, just put a real light coating of the Reaper on there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you seal it up and it starts steaming and and basting, that is going to be some outstanding flavor.
Yeah.
You know,
I imagine you could make some real good hot wings.
Yes.
You know, if you feel like giving yourself a challenge.
Well, the other day, I had the fire department was next to my house, and I'm friends with most of them. So I was outside talking to them, and I was telling them about Yummy Tummy. And they said, man, we got to try that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I happen to have a few jars of the Inferno, so I went and got them one. And
I imagine they're done with it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The next day they had to cook ribs and everything and pork steaks and all this and that. Well, I'm going to have to get a hold of Josh because they said they would like to have some more of that and can't wait for the Reaper to come out.
Oh, of course.
Because these guys, I really don't think they got any taste buds left.
They've
singed them all off. I mean, they like the hot stuff, so I'm going to have to, you know, get a hold of Josh and get a case sent to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I imagine the way the Reaper's going to be is you're going to dip a finger in it, and then you have it, and then to cool off, you'll chase it with a shot of Fireball.
Well, that may be the only way to cool it off.
Exactly. Fight fire with fire. Well, with Fireball.
Well, you know, I've heard that Reaper will take the paint off a barn door.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And probably make it taste really good.
Absolutely.
The most delicious barn door you've ever eaten.
Well, you know, that was the first time they tried that, and they were very impressed with it. So,
yeah,
you know, part of it was free.
Yeah. I mean,
that might have something to do
free
with it.
Free barbecue sauce just tastes better, I've noticed.
Yes. And they told me that they were going to start listening to our show now on Saturday mornings.
We finally proven ourselves?
Yes. And,
yeah,
I got a hold of the right guy who's in charge of the radio. So yeah.
You know, I mentioned making wings with the Reaper sauce, and I gotta give a shout out. I'm working in St. Louis, as many of you know, and naturally, St. Louis being a bit of a barbecue town, I've already gotten to experience a number of new barbecue places. And one, I believe I mentioned last week, was Bogart's Smokehouse down in downtown St. Louis. Very good. Had their pulled pork sandwich. Was excellent. They've got ribs. They've got what's called fire and ice pickles. and it's a side, and they're these like sweet and spicy little just pickle chips.
Really?
And they're delicious, and I went through the whole cup of them. And I imagine if you've got the right, you know, sandwich or whatever, you could throw them on there. But no, I just went through and ate them like chips.
Really?
Delicious.
Well, see, I like sweet pickles anyhow.
Right. And these just, they've got, and it's a peculiar kind of spiciness. It's because it's juxtaposed with that coldness temperature-wise of the pickle, and then it's got that cool sweetness. It's I encourage anyone in the St. Louis area, you got to check them out. It's something you just got to experience for yourself. And then one of the food trucks that came and did lunch at the Ameren building was Honey Pit Smokehouse. And they had brisket sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, pulled pork. And I talked to a couple of people who had tried the brisket sandwiches. They said they were excellent, and I imagine everything else was. But I went with their wings.
Right.
And they've got this just – so they smoke the wings, which is real important. And they were tender. Oh, just so good. And then the sauce – I tell you what, I was sucking on the bones even after all the meat was gone just to get the rest of that sauce because it was so good. It's this kind of like sweet and spicy, sort of similar in a way to the Inferno sauce.
Oh, really?
But it's a little more like honey-based. You can tell it's that kind of sweetness and not quite as hot, but oh my gosh, they were so good. So,
well, you know, you were talking about new stuff. Last week, I dug out my smoker, fired up it, got the firebox going. I took and went and got a brisket, a corned beef brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's got its marinade and its brine and everything in it and the seasoning. I took it right out of the package and laid it on the smoker and cooked it. It took about 3 hours. When it come off, I sliced it real thin, put a little brown mustard on some rye bread.
Oh.
I sliced a Swiss cheese. That stuff is awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, then a little later, I decided, you know, I wonder, with all these spices, how's Yummy Tummy going to do? Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. With the spices that are in there, that Inferno, they marry together. I'll put it that way because that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And, oh, wow. That is just awesome. So that's something somebody can try. Well, it's time to wrap things up. The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. The show is produced in the Mid-Mo Missouri's Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to a podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com. Click Programming and the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast. Thanks for joining us. Until next week, we'll smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.